Before the Civil War, strange thing happened I read about. A boat was getting ready to sail with a lot of wealthy Southern people to make a Mediterranean cruise. They felt they needed a rest. They all had their plantations and their slaves, and so they all enlisted on this travel trip into the Mediterranean. And the boat was filled with people. There was one elderly couple who thought they would enjoy their retired years, and they got on this boat, man and wife. And they had a slave, a woman who loved them very much. And when they said goodbye to her, she produced a package, a large piece of jade. It was very large and very strangely shaped. On one side it was shapeless, and the other side was polished brightly. It was a real piece of jade. They knew that, but they didn't know what it was for. Well, she said, it'll protect you. It's a talisman. It'll protect you. As long as you have that in your possession, it'll protect you. See, well, she was quite superstitious. And so to please her, they took this piece of jade along with them. And many times on the journey, they wanted to throw it overboard because it was no use to them at all. They couldn't find any use for it. They didn't know what that piece of jade might be for. But anyway, they thought, well, Sarah will ask us what we did with it when we come home, and maybe she'll want it back. And so they kept it. They hung on to it. But strange things happened on the way. One day, one morning when they got up, they found the captain was missing. Next morning, the first mate was missing. Third morning, some other officers were missing. And there was consternation on board ship. And finally, there was a colored man on board who seemed to be affluent. He had dressed in the best clothes. And anyway, it developed finally that he had taken charge of the ship. He had ordered these murders. And now he took charge of the ship. And with all the protests of these white passengers, he steered the ship to a port in Africa and unloaded it there. And the cannibals were waiting to eat them all up. It was an act of revenge for the slavery they had driven their people into. And so these howling natives were waiting with bloodlust in their eyes to slay all these passengers, and took them and bound them, and the fires were burning and the pots were all ready for the stew, and they killed them one by one. But this old man suddenly remembered that piece of jade. He saw something right in the village. In the midst of it, there was a huge piece of jade. It was an image of a god, a deity. And he remembered that piece of jade, and he produced it. And when the cannibals saw it, they fell back. They looked at that piece of jade, and there was a jabbering among them. And presently they fell down before this white man and worshipped him. And they took the white man and his wife. And anyway, to make a short story longer, this piece of jade belonged to this idol. It had broken off. The ear had broken off. And these natives worshipped this idol. Of course, that was their god. And they had a prophecy in their village that someday some white god would bring that piece of ear back. And so it was fastened back onto this idol, and everybody lived happily ever afterwards. I suppose the others went to heaven, but anyway, this old man and his wife were safe. But that ear was put back where it belonged, and now it wasn't kicked around anymore. It was part of God, part of this deity. And when you and I find our place, we'll find that we are not. We're part of Christ. We're members of his body. We belong to him.